Yes.
Sorry, I hope I thought. And then it'd be great if you could ask us questions like you did.
I do, yeah.
So that makes us think of our own values and ideas and how perhaps they're different to yours.
Yeah, there are no answers wrong, all right? Yes, yes. But it is sometimes good to question things. And when we question things, we reevaluate where we're standing, and it's very important. Otherwise, our life will be just a waste. And imagine if, when we're about to pass away, God will tell us, "What have you done with everything I've given you?" And then we won't have an answer. Yes.
Having a gratitude list, knowing that God gives us what we need and not what we always want, and then reflecting on the gifts, it's rather exciting to be grateful for everything, for each day. Inviting God's Spirit to minister to our spirit so we can be what He wants us to be in the 24 hours. And thanking Him at the end of the day. Reading His Word, of course. Learning from that. But being what He wants us to be. And that's the hard one. But knowing that God can guide us and help us if we are willing. And I think that's one of the most important things for me, to be willing to be guided by God and His Word.
Yes, that's right. Anyone else wants to add anything?
I'm not sure if you've answered this in previous talks, but if you've got a situation in front of you, how do you know when to speak and act or when to pray?
That's a difficult one. That's a difficult one. But I would say pray and then see how you feel, if you feel like talking or not. Because usually we get a sense of, at least if you practice a little bit, you will start getting a sense of, if I talk, it's like, I'll give you an example. See how the tempter uses imagination? This is not imagination, but it's something which you could say it's similar. So picture spiritually in your mind that in your right hand is something that is like, I will talk, and in your left hand is something which is like, I won't talk. And see where you're more peaceful to lead towards. After praying, you make your choice, and there's your answer. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
If you follow your peace, you will not make a mistake. And even if you make a mistake, God will make it the result better than what it would have been without your mistake. Because you put God first. That means you put God first. You don't put your ego first. You don't put your knowledge. You don't put your brain function first. You put God first. So if you do that, you will be all right. Yes, this is always the case with when we don't know what to do. It's not about talking or not talking. It could be something totally different. Should I go there or should I not go there? Should I say something to help this person, or should I not help this person? This is with everything. And this is how you will end up having the Holy Spirit talking inside you. If it's something important, you will ask your spiritual father, but you can't have your spiritual father around all the time. So you need to know what Jesus would have done if he was you. And this is what he would have done. He would have followed what his father would want him to follow. And this is what you're doing by praying and choosing one of the two options. So one of the three or four options that are there, whatever is more peaceful in your heart.
To what extent is like negligence, so like a medium, how do we know that that's the reason for all our spiritual failings, like the reason why we fall? Yeah, and then how do you like practically fight that?
How do you fight negligence, or how do you fight akidia? Yeah. Yeah. Akidia is despondency, isn't it? Mm-hmm. No, what is it? Akidia. Mm-hmm. It's when you can't be bothered about anything.
Yeah, like when you know you've got a spiritual struggle to start, and you know you've got passions to fight, but you can't really start.
It makes sense, but two different things. If you don't, you can't be bothered fighting, and it's different if you want to fight but you can't find the strength. Because the one is willingly sort of ignoring the situation, and the other one is feeling weak to attend to the situation. So which one of the two? Both? How do you know? Oh, you know. If you don't want to do something, you know. You might pretend that you don't, so you don't judge yourself, but you know. If I don't want to eat something, I know that I will avoid it. I know why I'm doing it. The thing is, for akidia, for when we can't be bothered to do something, this could be a temptation, and it happens to everyone, but it happens to the ascetics a lot as well, and to the ones that they struggle spiritually. So the way to fight this is prayer. And eventually the temptation will go away. Prayer and keeping active, all right? If you keep falling into procrastination, you will keep falling and falling and falling, but you have to break the cycle. And once you break the cycle, keep praying and it will be easier. Now, if you feel like you're not enough to do this task, then again, you have to ask God for strength. And he will give it to you. If you're supposed to do it, he will give it to you. If it is above your strength, it means that it's not for you. So don't even touch it. Don't even go there. Or it might not be the right time. So again, don't go there. If we don't have the money to buy a house or put down a deposit, you can't do it. If you give $5, they will ignore you. You need a lot of money. So if you feel like you're not enough to complete a task, don't even start it. You have to know your strength, you know your limit, and that's not you not wanting to do something. This is God telling you this is not for you. That's how important this is. Make sense? If he doesn't give you the means to do something, it's not for you. As simple as that. You can't fulfill someone else's dream about you. You have to fulfill your own dreams. You're your own person. So if you see that, yes, I can do this, I know myself, I can do this, I'll do this with God's help, of course. But if I know that I can't do this, this is above my dreams, then I can't do this. As simple as that. I have to be realistic. I have to be humble enough to accept that I'm not cut for it. I can't.
When you were talking before about glorifying God, I was thinking of St. Blaise, and how he says to make our whole life a doxology. And his life was a doxology through his actions, because he had pure intentions. But how can we also purify our intentions, that our life can also be to glorify God?
Yeah, the more you get to know someone, the more you can love this person. You need to get to know someone to be able to love him. So the more you know God, the more you love him. And this means that the intention inside you, they become greater because of this love. And then you will be more willing to sacrifice something for him. And I think this is the way. By by praying more, by becoming more spiritual, by loving God more, you will end up having the ability to have a greater will for things. This is what you were asking? It's his gift, but it's a relationship thing. It's a synergy. He can't give you more willpower if you're not willing to accept it. But the more you go closer to him, the more you will love him. He will give you this love, but you will love him. And then the more you will want to do for him, and then you will have more strength inside you. The one thing brings the other. But you need to approach him more. And how do we approach God? With an open heart, honesty, and follow your conscience, pray, vigilance. Very important. Okay? All right. Okay. For good luck.
How do I get rid of negative thoughts in my mind? I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. This and this and this, these are not good thoughts. These are not thoughts from God. And yet they fill my mind and they take away the good things that are available to me by God because of these negative thoughts. And they come in various forms. But, you know, I'm fat and therefore you're not worth anything. You're a useless person. You know, these thoughts are not real, but yet they occupy my mind. How do you get rid of these negative thoughts?
Have you ever thought of hitting your head on the wall? Have you ever thought of hitting your head on the wall?
I'm sorry, I think that as well.
Okay. Have you ever thought of hitting your head on the wall?
Sometimes I do have a head banging area on the wall. Sometimes I visit, but not often.
Okay, think about it more often. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you wouldn't do that, would you? You have to know that the negative thoughts is like hitting your head on the wall. So don't do that because you will damage your head. But to be able to do this, not to hit your head on the wall, which is common sense, you don't do that, you have to accept yourself. This is who I am. This is who I am. This is a synergy of what I've done in my life, the way God has blessed me, and everything else around me. So why would I be embarrassed of who I am if I love God and if he loves me? So if I don't have a problem with myself, if I don't feel miserable inside me, I don't need to hit my head on the wall. I don't need to have negative thoughts about myself. I am who I am. So what? God still loves me. God created me.
I understand, and that's coming from somebody who's logical and balanced. But a lot of us who might have addictions, who might have other problems, find it very difficult to accept that.
Accept ourselves.
Yes, as being right in the face of God.
But I'm not telling you to accept yourself as right in front of God. Accept yourself the way you are. God will fix your problems. You won't fix your problems. You just accept that you have problems. And by accepting that you have problems, that's 50% of the solution. Most of the times we can't understand that we have problems. And this is the way of not fixing the problems. Once you understand that there is a problem, you might start thinking that I need to do something about it. And with God's help, something might happen. But if you can't understand that you have a problem, how are you going to fix something that you don't know that it exists? If you don't want to face your fears, if you don't want to see yourself the way it is. So don't be embarrassed to see who you are. And then you won't hit your head on the wall because your head is blessed.
maybe the problem is pride. Maybe I have an issue with myself that I don't want everybody else to see, and therefore it's the pride that's the issue.
Yes, but it all comes down to how much you love God. If you love God, you put your pride away. Why did Adam and Eve were kicked out of paradise? Not because they sinned. They were not kicked out because they sinned. They were kicked out because after they sinned, they didn't have enough love to put God first. And they lied. And they tried to cover themselves with fig leaves. They separated themselves from God. And then the obvious was that, if you don't trust me, what are you doing with me? Go wherever you want.
So, to summarize, accept what you said to accept, and it is what it is.
Yes, you love yourself because you're in the image and likeness of Christ, not in an unhealthy way. And God can purify this thing that you are.
I find it's a very common problem, not just...
Especially
younger people, younger generation, that have a lower self-esteem, that feel perhaps they have to be as good as, or show something, or and I think it's a very big common problem in our community.
We need a lot of walls to hit our heads on. The Jews are good at it. It's all right. There's one more, extra time today at the back task.
You know, Dr. It might not sound like we made the wrong decision because we haven't prayed properly. Maybe ignoring our prayer. How do we go about fixing that if we realize that?
There is nothing that is not fixable. The thing is that once we've done a mistake, we might not be able to go back to our first option, which would have been the best. But even the humility that comes out of not being able to do what we realize it would have been perfect for us, this is also a way of sanctification. Because what matters at the end is to enter the kingdom of God. But if you lose a chance in your life, this chance might never come back. I totally understand that. What can you do? But if you're still close to God, it doesn't really matter, because God will work things out in a different way. It might be more painful for you, it might be more humbling, but at the end of the day, all these are qualities that they will purify you. Mm-hmm. And this gives us, this thought gives us a different perspective in life to appreciate every single thing that happens around us and use every single gift that God gives us the right way. Goes back to what we were talking about before.